Chapter 6, Communications. This chapter describes the worldwide communication systems needed to support the global MD, and it provides a general review of the existing architectures in support of worldwide communications. The Worldwide Communications Network is the link that connects global MD elements with fire control networks for missile intercepts. Additionally, key organizations that support global MD have duties and responsibilities to ensure specific communication systems and equipment are always available to support battle management and C2 for global MD. Communications. Global MD uses many secure voice and data communication systems to execute the mission. The global MD communications capabilities are secure, survivable, interoperable, and collaborative to provide connectivity to the entire community. Information assurance is built into every aspect of the system to ensure a high probability of mission success. The communications infrastructure consists of interoperable systems spread across theaters with considerations for host nation interface and multinational forces. To support inter- and intra-theater communications, a comprehensive network has been developed. Reliable communications are imperative for the BMD elements conducting individual mission operations. Effective battle management requires reliable communications support to enable the commander to conduct operations during stressing situations for prolonged time periods over vast distances. The commander should retain the flexibility to operate global MD elements across the battlefield and to maintain communication links with the C2 elements, space-based systems, and maintain access to time-sensitive data to influence the battle. Seamless, integrated, secure communications networks provide for the horizontal and vertical integration of voice, data, graphics, imagery, and video information. Integrated networks support combat operations with the purpose of keeping the commander informed. This means connectivity to joint communications links, worldwide connectivity of extended range assets, and integrated communications. These networks must connect to existing military and civilian, joint and multinational partners, operations, forces, intelligence centers, sustainment centers, and support administrative functions. SATCOM supports all battlefield systems to significantly enhance the speed and accuracy of useful information that commanders exchange with subordinates. Communications networks provide entry at key points within the force structure to facilitate situational awareness through data exchange and through automated routing capabilities. Global MD communication systems require the capability to collect, process, display, and communicate large amounts of information while denying the enemy access to the information. Communications systems supporting global MD are capable of providing secure, near real-time exchange of essential information between commanders and subordinate commanders. The communications architecture is sufficiently flexible and responsive to allow timely redirection of resources even during degraded operations caused by an intermediate-level outage. The global MD communications infrastructure needs interoperable systems that facilitate the conduct of MD operations against a threat. The organizations with responsibilities in global MD communications are uniquely organized to accomplish their mission. Responsibility for providing communications resides with all agencies, from the combat developer down to the elements. The BMD Communications Network was established for communication integration and data transfer of ballistic missile information. The notifications are targeted at three tiers. Tier 1. Strategic level command centers and those relevant to subordinate and adjacent commands, command centers, forward joint forces, and other interested units within global MD. Tier 2, command centers, operations centers, and command posts necessary to ensure forces are notified of a possible impact in their vicinity. Includes surveillance, tracking, engagement, and reporting elements in support of global MD operations at the theater level. Tier 3, other elements not included in Tiers 1 and 2 managed by individual command. JIFIC IMD manages the Tier 1 assets, and the Combatant Command's Joint Command, Control, and Communication Systems Directorates manages the Tier 2 assets. Tier 3 consists of the individual global MD user elements. The BMD Communications Network includes the Least GMD Communications Network, TDL, and all physical and logical links providing data and voice communications. Global Missile Defense Networks. To support global MD operations, communications are established and maintained using all available means, including strategic, tactical service component, sustaining base, commercially leased, multinational, and host nation communications. The required communications supports high-speed data systems with data storage, retrieval, and dissemination capabilities. The following types of information are exchanged. Situational awareness consists of common operational picture and alerting and early warning. C2 consists of command, opcon, and tactical control. Operations and intelligence consists of planning, coordination, orders, reports, warning intelligence, target intelligence and packages, and combat information on targets. Administrative/sustainment consists of personnel and unit information, status reports, and sustaining information. Ballistic Missile Defense Communications Network. The purpose of the BMD Communications Network is to ensure commanders have access to the information required to execute the global MD mission. The BMD Communication Network is comprised of numerous distinct communication systems, including military and commercial SATCOM and Defense Information System Agency Provision Terrestrial Services. Global MD is supported by the BMD Communications Network to connect homeland and theater MD operations. The communications architecture includes the BMD Communications Network and GMD Communications Network. The BMD Communications Network is a collection of telecommunications switching, routing, and ancillary equipment and interconnecting virtual circuits that distribute global MD information among subsystems using the DoD telecommunications infrastructure such as the Global Information Grid and the Defense Information Systems Network. The communications architecture is not a dedicated network for global MD. Rather, it shares the same transport and communication systems used to support a variety of distributed missions. The infrastructure consists of both hardened and non-hardened commercial and military SATCOM. The BMD Communications Network supports operations, research, development, test, and evaluation activities. The BMD Communications Network provides communications links between the C2BM C-Suites, Aegis BMD, AN-TPY-2 FBM System, Patriot, THAAD, GMD, and SBIRS. The BMD Communications Network includes all the data, voice, video, and transport systems independently installed and operated across multiple AORs supporting the global MD mission. The BMD Communications Network assists worldwide and theater service providers with isolation activities, ensuring network outages affecting the global MD are resolved in a timely manner. Ground-based mid-course defense communications network. The GMD Communications Network is a dedicated worldwide network providing communications connectivity for GMD elements, but is also a congruent communications network with interfaces to the larger BMD Communications Network. The GMD Communications Network connects the elements of GMD with a secure fire control system supporting the defeat of threat missiles. The GMD Communications Network integrates multiple separate subcomponents collectively, capable of secure data, secure voice links, and encrypted long-haul multimedia communications links. It uses both government and leased civilian equipment. A fundamental criterion to select the elements of the GMD communications network was the need to configure a data and voice network that was both accurate and rapid. The purpose of the GMD communications network is to ensure the GFC elements have direct access to the information required to execute the GBIs in support of homeland defense. The network provides the infrastructure that connects all BMD elements, including sensors, weapons, and battle management systems. The network includes the leased GMD communications network, commercial and military SATCOM, radio frequency line of sight systems, TDL, and all physical and logical links providing data and voice communications. The GMD communications network provides links between the sensors and GFC. Connectivity between GFC nodes. Connectivity to the GBI missile fields. The GMD communications network is composed of long-haul communications, long-haul communications system manager, communications node equipment, and network system manager. The long-haul communications provide secure, reliable, multi-path, wide-area network services between all geographically separated GMD locations, using fiber optic cable and SATCOM. The long-haul communication system monitors the health and status and controls the wide-area network. A single long-haul communications system monitor workstation is collocated with each GFC node. The communications node equipment and the network status monitor provide each GMD element access to the secure, survivable GMD communications network. The communications node equipment is that portion of the GMD communications network subcomponent that provides communications interface to each GMD element. Ground stations are the components that provide the data communications access to the GMD element within each local geographical area. The network status monitor collection station, collocated with each communications node equipment, provides local communications and ground stations equipment performance monitoring, fault detection, isolation and resolution, and status reporting. Two network status monitor workstations are collocated with each GFC node. The network status monitor workstations are responsible for fault detection, insertion, recovery, and the issuance and tracking of trouble tickets, as well as ground stations' system status reporting. Also collocated with each GFC node is a maintenance execution center to facilitate coordination between the on-site sustainment centers and the system operators. The GMD Communications Network Operations Center provides status reporting to the Global Integrated Network Operations Integration Center for distribution to appropriate combatant commands and the BMD Communications Network. The GMD Communications Network Operations Center is responsible for network restoration, coordination of scheduled maintenance events, near real-time analysis of circuit performance, issuing of trouble reports, and resolving network status alarms. The GMD Communications Network Operations Center also implements transitions for simultaneous test and operations across the GMD Communications Network. These transitions are directed and implemented by the GMD Communications Network Operations Center network operators, engineers, and trained and certified field engineers located at the various GMD sites. U.S. Northcom uses situational awareness data provided by the C2BMC system, GFC remote workstation, and voice communication with the MDE to exercise OPCON of GMD elements. U.S. Spacecom has OPCON of some GMD-related sensors. GFC nodes have the ability to directly task some sensors in support of operations. Other sensors' support is coordinated through the C2BMC. SBIRS satellites send data to the Joint OPIR Planning Center. The SBIRS Joint OPIR Planning Center uses external system interfaces to connect to C2BMC and GMD Communications Network. The Aegis BMD elements use satellite TDL and multicast TDL to send data to the GMD Communications Network using the external system interfaces. The GFC nodes are connected to the C2BMC system via the GMD Communications Network and the BMD Communications Network using long-haul communications. The ANTPI-2 FBM system provides data into the GMD Communications Network. The ANTPI-2 FBM system interfaces with the C2BMC network through the C2BMC network interface processor. Data is passed to the GFC. Execution of the ANTPI-2 FBM system sensor management function is through the C2BMC terminals, which are generally located remotely from the radar. Voice communications required for support and coordination of global MD operations is through red and black phone switch networks. The radar site operations element and the sensor management element are participants in both switched networks. Communications requirements for collateral mission support are determined by the combatant command. In-flight interceptor communication system. The in-flight interceptor communication system is a dedicated system of a high-powered communication terminals and antennas used by the GFC nodes to communicate with launched EKVs. It establishes data communication links between the data terminals and in-flight EKVs. The data terminals provide communication support for the transmission of in-flight target updates from the GFC nodes to the EKV and the reception of the in-flight status report from the EKV to the GFC nodes. The terminals are located in diverse sites over a broad area to ensure line of sight with the EKVs at all times.